When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
This is Shikellamy Braves Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK. Braves Wrestling is sponsored by APW, Murray Motors, Peters Home Appliance Center, Purdy Insurance, Lackawanna College, Blaze Alexander Family Dealerships, Route 11 Coffee and Cream, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Tony's Custom Tailor Shop, W&L Subaru, Shamokin Dam Health Center, Big Mambo's Latin Bistro, Sunbury Motor Company, Carpet Man, Glick Incorporated, McCreary's HVAC, Northumberland Hearing Center. Now, let's go Matt Side with Steve Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to an early morning edition of Shikellamy Braves High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 and WKOK.com. Today, the Braves travel to Williamsport in the Magic Dome to take on a number of opponents. They will start off this morning, first off, against the Jersey Shore Bulldogs. They will then take on state-ranked Central Mountain, an old rivalry rekindled in Mifflinburg, another state-ranked team, the Williamsport Millionaires, and then with the Upper River opponents at Danville Ironmen. So lots of wrestling today. We will have just the Jersey Shore match on as Penn State basketball will follow shortly. So lots of sports on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com today. We will kick the action off with the Braves against the Jersey Shore Bulldogs. Teams in competition here right now. It's only the Braves out on the mat warming up. They wanted to take the mat early and make sure they had mat space. They got plenty of it because nobody else warming up. The Braves will do some wind sprints to get their legs under them. Shikellamy will have almost a full lineup. The Braves sporting a full lineup for the last couple of duels. 106-pounder Les McCormick not making the trip today, but they do have a full side, and they have some options, which they're going to need against teams like Central Mountain and Williamsport. Both of those teams, very powerful, lots of state-ranked wrestlers in those lineups. The Braves, not without their ranked wrestlers, and that includes Isaac McGregor. He's just a sophomore. He's ranked 15th in the state at 132. Gage Wolf ranked 13th in the state at 172. And I think if we wait around long enough, we'll see Colton Semko and possibly Caleb Yoder making some entrances into that. That according to PA Power Wrestling and their ranking services. They rank both the AA, AAA, the teams. They rank the individuals, and they even go down to the regional level and rank wrestlers down there. So lots of good information from those folks, and that's a ranking that started back in the 80s by Jim Butler out of Clearfield. Did that in a wrestling newspaper, and then later on published his own rankings, and kind of picked up from there and still do it. So Braves gathering around their coaches, Tim Bush and Bryce Town, talking about the what for is for today. Three mats down on the bottom floor of the Magic Dome. I'm up here in the crow's nest, and if you ever doubted that hot air rises, come on up, because trying to keep things nice and comfortable for the kids down on the floor two stories up, it's pretty warm up here at the top of the ladder here in Williamsport. Well, as we get prepared to get things going here today, let's take this short time out. You're listening to Shikellamy Braves High School Wrestling on WKOK.com and on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Home renovation is a very personal experience, and the end result should leave you falling in love with your new space over and over again. And achieving that takes attention to detail, care, and investment in quality. The expert kitchen and bath designers at Lewisburg Builder Supply know what that means, and they're ready to help you with free in-house measurements, free computer design, and recommendations on the pros who can help you get the job done right the first time. Call today at 523-1248 to schedule an appointment, or visit lewisburgbuilders.com to use our online appointment feature. The Kitchen and Bath Design Center at Lewisburg Builder Supply, 160 Hafer Road in Lewisburg.
Riverwood Senior Living Community in Lewisburg has spacious apartments and garden cottages now available. Riverwoods offers a lifestyle designed to help you live a life that is active and fulfilling. As Lewisburg's leading not-for-profit senior living organization, Riverwoods is the evolution of a 100-plus year legacy of quality retirement services and senior living solutions. To learn more about Riverwoods Senior Living, visit riverwoods.org or call 570-522-3848.
Ever walk into a bank and borrow money without paying interest? Me either. That's why I'm excited to announce 12-month 0% financing is back at Peters. Hi, it's Bart again. If your old appliance is giving you fits, come see us at Peters. We deliver and service what we sell. Always. No 800 numbers, no strangers to deal with, no hassle. Choose from GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, and more, including Speed Queen Home Laundry, the best built, best back washers and dryers on the market. Whatever your choice, buy it today and take a full year to pay, interest free. If you don't know Peters, you should. Our family has been selling and servicing major appliances for 60 years. We are your local appliance experts. Come find out what makes us better. From washers to dryers, refrigerators and ranges, we can help with your appliance needs. And if your appliance ever breaks, just give us a call. Easy, great deals, good service, free delivery, and 0% financing. What more could you ask for? Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Financing with approved credit through Synchrony Bank. See salesperson for full details.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com.
Back at Williamsport, high atop the Magic Dome, the Shikellamy Braves and the Jersey Shore Bulldogs set to tear into each other. Going to be a rather abbreviated match as Jersey Shore with a very short side here today. They come in with a record of 2-5. The Braves with a record of 3-1, first losing to State College and then beating Lewisburg, Mount Carmel, and then last Thursday night beating up on the Shamokin Indians. Tuesday night. They were to wrestle on Thursday night against Southern Columbia, but that was canceled because of illness in the Southern Columbia schools, and that has been rescheduled. I think it's the 15th or the 18th, I can let you know. Braves will be back in action on Tuesday night when they take on an opponent I don't believe they've wrestled since the 1970s, the Central Columbia Blue Jays. They will travel up to SB to take on Central. Let's take a look at today's possible starting lineups. They are starting at 106 pounds. There will be no match at 106 pounds, as I mentioned, Les McCormick not making the trip today, and Jersey Shore not having a 106-pounder all year long, so no match at 106, at 113 pounds, and this is just my best guess. Things could change. As I mentioned, the Braves weighed in a lot of wrestlers, so they do have options. I would believe we're going to see Cole Lynch receive the forfeit at 113, bumping Alex Reed up. Reed, the sophomore at 9-4, to take on Brock Weiss, a sophomore at 14-1. Weiss is ranked 6th in the state. Now, this is in double A. 126 pounds, Blaze Souter of Shikellamy will receive a forfeit, as will state-ranked Isaac McGregor at 132. C.J. Keener quietly putting together a very nice sophomore season. He is 11-5. He will take on Liam Goodrich. Goodrich, no slouch, the senior 13-4, state-ranked 24th at AA. 145 pounds, Connor Wetzel. Another kid putting together a nice freshman season. He'll get a forfeit today at 145. 152, Caleb Yoder. Caleb's turned in quite the hammer, the senior will receive a forfeit. At 160 pounds, Colton Semko, the senior for the Braves at 9-5, will take on Cale Ross, a sophomore at 0-0. 172 pounds, this should be pretty good. Gage Wolf, 12-1 senior. State ranked 13th. He will take on junior Tyler Bowder, 14-3. He's state ranked at 20th. One of those three losses is to Gage Wolf. 189 pounds, Matt Schaefer, junior for the Braves at 1-3. Will take on Hayden Packer. Packer is ranked 9th in the state, 11-4 junior. 215, Mason Raybuck, a junior at 2-3. Wrestling Dillian Ross, a junior at 7-4, and Big Blake Van Kirk at 285 will receive a forfeit. Again, my best guess, Jersey Shore doesn't have a whole lot of options. They actually weighed in an additional kid, I think at 172. He has not been wrestling on the varsity level, so I'm pretty sure it's going to be Bowder in there. With that state ranking. So Jersey Shore, not many in numbers, but they are mighty as far as the quality of the wrestlers that they have. Croc Herman, the head coach at Jersey Shore, he wrestled for them. Well, you know, it's one of those things when I say just recently, it could have been yesterday, it could have been 15 years ago, but Herman, a Jersey Shore wrestler. Looking forward to the rest of the day. The Braves will take on a real tough Central Mountain team, and then later on a real tough Williamsport team. The dual meet of the day is going to be between those two teams. In between, they will wrestle Mifflinburg and Danville. Mifflinburg and Danville both with an abbreviated lineup. Jersey Shore starting the season. Danville starting the season, they had a full lineup that have dropped off since then. Wrestling against Selins Grove on Tuesday, and Selins Grove obliterated them. So Williamsport and Central Mountain right now are the two teams to beat in this tournament. Both, as I mentioned, state ranked. They've got a lot of state individual wrestlers, so that should be pretty good. Let's see when they do wrestle, I can tell you. If I can find it. Here we go. And let's see here. First round is Central Mountain, Mifflinburg, Danville, Williamsburg, Jersey Shore, Shikellamy. Oh, they're keeping them till last. Central Mountain, Williamsport will be the last. Now, all they did is post a starting time and said, after that, you can wrestle when you're all available and you have the required rest. PIAA requires you to have 45 minutes between matches. So, in some cases, that's going to be the determining factor as to when they can start the next bout. But, so there are a total of 5 rounds, and they are just, show up and wrestle when you get here. Kind of an unusual schedule, but that's kind of where we've come to in these dual meet tournaments when you get teams with full teams and other teams with a handful of wrestlers. So they're about ready to get ready. It sounds like they're going to call the wrestlers to the mat here. This is not the last team tournament the Braves will be involved in. They will also be in the Big 7 team tournament, which will be out in Altoona, and they will also be at the Line Mountain Duels. We're telling everybody which one of the mats here. Well, they say they're supposed to start at 10 o'clock, but I don't think they will because it's 9:59 and we still have some ceremonies to go through here.
Williamsport Area High School abides by strictly enforced PIAA code of conduct for both
participants. The referees are at Matt's side. They're ready to go. Braves is all set up on their side. They're ready to rock and roll. High atop the mountain overlooking Williamsport. This school opened back in 1973. Got to see the first District 4 tournament held here way back then, and believe it or not, they had no parking up here. You got to walk up the hill.
Thank you for your cooperation and understanding as we continue.
Things picking up a little bit because today they've got the bleachers on both sides open now. On the far side, it's mostly the wrestlers, but looks like a good crowd early. So we will step aside. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK and WKO Dayton. I'm back. All right, welcome back to Williamsport. The match between the Braves and the Jersey Shore Bulldogs. Ready to get underway. As I said, the Braves will be receiving a forfeit at 113. And there we have it. So the Braves up 6-0. Gonna move to 120. All right, 120 for the Jersey Shore Bulldogs. Brock Weiss, sophomore, 14-1. He's all they got. Well, they're gonna forfeit. Are they? No. Okay. I say they might bump him up, but you don't think so? No, they won't. And in fact, it was Alex Reed that got the forfeit at 113, so this is Eben Kisner. And Weiss comes out with a real nice ankle pick. Puts Kisner to the mat, puts him on his back. And now with a half Nelson, puts him over onto his back again. The referee down looking. And he pins him. 34 seconds of the first period, the time of the fall. 6-6 the score. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
All right, we are back trying to get here with what's going on. The Braves receiving a bunch of forfeits, as I said, Blaze Souter and Isaac McGregor at 26 and 32. So that should be, we're at 138, and it should be Keener and Goodrich. And Jersey Shore's put a wrestler out there. So Liam Goodrich, senior, 13 and 4, 24th ranked in the state. CJ Keener, sophomore, at 11 and 5, and they're underway. Tie up, break apart. Keener trying to grab a Russian hook. Goodrich snaps him down. Nice misdirection as he circles for the rear. 2-point takedown for Goodrich. Such a good misdirection that he had absolutely no resistance when he swept around the opposite way. Keener up under the arm. Wrestling on their feet, 2-1. Liam Goodrich leads C.J. Keener. Tie up, break apart. Keener trying to arm pass Goodrich. He's a pretty strong young man. He's going to have to work that arm pass perfectly to get around on him. Goodrich, high crotch. Oh, tacks ahead, doesn't get it, but a 2-point takedown for Liam Goodrich, and he leads 4-1, now 4-2 as Keener stands and Goodrich lets him go with under a minute to go, locked up on their feet. Tie up, break apart, tie up again. Oh, ankle pick by Goodrich. Two-point takedown, nicely executed for a 6-2 lead. Tight waist. Riding from the side. He's going to get a quick tilt for two. Leads 8-2. Keener stands. Goodrich breaks him back down. Riding tight hips. That's the end of the first period. 8-2 lead for Jersey Shore's Liam Goodrich. Second period wrestling. And what are we doing here? Keener with the choice, he defers. No, he doesn't, he goes down. Okay, it was Goodrich that defers. So they'll start referee's down position. Keener tries to sit, but Goodrich with a tight waist, tight hips. Keener up on all fours. Claw ride by Goodrich. Keener stands, isolates the hands. 1 point escape. 8-3. Break apart. Again, they tie up. Goodrich beating up on the head of C.J. Keener. Tried for the ankle pick that time, and on the reshot, gets in under the arm. Keener retreats as they come back to their feet neutral. Keener up under the right arm of Goodrich. Now puts on a front headlock. Goodrich clears that. On their feet. Under a minute. They break apart. On their feet, down on mat number three, down to our right, the Mattown USA Wrestling Club mat. Blue and gray. Again, wrestlers tie up, break apart. Duck under attempt to a fireman's carry by Goodrich, nothing going. Keener up under the arm, duck under. By Goodrich. Keener tries to cement job him. Goodrich too strong. That is the end of the second period of wrestling. The score remains. Yeah, they're showing it 8-2. It should be 8-3. There they got it. So 8-3. Goodrich will go down on the mat to start the third period. Keener steps to the far side, picks an ankle. Goodrich gets small underneath. Keener trying to slide a leg in there, but not going to do that when your opponent's small on the bottom. Half Nelson right. Trying to run the half. Goodrich stands. Keener picks him up, but not able to return him to the mat as Goodrich comes down on his feet. Now picks him up, dumps him over backwards. Keener stays in control. Needs to score some points. Trails by 5. We're to a minute and 10 to go. Gets a little high. Goodrich pulls the leg up and over. Two-point reversal for Liam Goodrich, and he's got a nice Turk in on the legs of Keener. Loses that. 10-3 lead. Up, Keener back to his knees. 35 seconds. Keener stands 1 point escape. 10-4. Goodrich passively let him up. Wants to get another takedown for a major. Tries to bump the right arm up of Keener. Hesitates and, oh, a nice Barzagar takedown. 2 point takedown. 12-8. The score. Picks an ankle. And that is the end of the match. So a 12-4 win for Liam Goodrich. And that'll give a major decision to the Jersey Shore Bulldogs, 18-10 in favor of the Braves. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
All righty, handful of forfeits here. Connor Wetzel will receive a forfeit at 145. He just had his hand raised. Up next should be Caleb Yoder. He's going to check in. Figures he doesn't need to check in if he's getting a forfeit, but he does. So Caleb receiving a forfeit, and that means we should have 160 pounders, maybe. Let's see what we do. Colton Semko. Semko going to receive a forfeit. A head weight in Kale Ross, not going to wrestle Mr. Ross. So we'll go to 172. Let's see if we get a match here. The Braves will have Gage Wolf. Jersey Shore, Tyler Bowder. Yep, those two come out. So the score now 36-10 in favor of the Braves. This match should be interesting. Bowder, I believe, beat Wolf last year. I'll check that. And then Wolf beat him at the Conestoga tournament. And let's see here. 2021. Here we go. Yes, last year Bowder beat Wolf 8-2 and has taken Wolf down. And let's see, what was the score here? Gage Wolf. Beat Bowder 15-5. That match, well, 15-5 wasn't even close, but a 2-0 lead for Bowder. Bowder came out, took Wolf down. Gage, the better wrestler when he goes forward. Now stands, isolates the hands of Bowder. 2-1 lead. Bowder takes a swipe to the back leg. Not anywhere near it. They come back to their feet. Lateral drop attempt by Wolf. Wow. Wolf went to his back with that lateral drop. Tried to tug Bowder over, but they were off the edge of the mat, so no takedown. 2-1 lead for Bowder. Wolf sprawls as Bowder shoots straight in. He's got over and under hook. He likes upper body stuff. Wolf up on his toes, Bowder on his knees. Pancakes Bowder over, but didn't have the far arm, and as a result, they go off the edge of the mat as the whistle blows, ending the first. Curry, 2-1. Dowder leads Wolf. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Gage Wolf on the bottom. He's set. Dowder with a tight waist, arm pry left. Wolf stays on his knees. Dowder steps across. Wolf stands, isolates the hands. 1 point escape. We're tied at 2. Wolf trying to penetrate the legs of Dowder, but coming in straight on. And Dowder, tall, lanky kid, he's going to be tough to get in underneath there. Dowder on the reshot. Same deal. Wolf not as tall and lanky, but is strong, and you got to find an angle. You're not going to get him that way. Back in the center. Wrestlers lock up. Wrestlers apart on their feet. Wolf stalking in on Dowder. That's what he needs to do. He is not a counter wrestler by any stretch of the imagination. Dowder wants a leg. Over and under hook on the feet. Wolf trying to set up a lateral drop, and instead barrel rolls and barrels him to his back. 2 point takedown and more as the referee counting out near points. Wolf steps up, full body press. Referee down looking. Pins him. Wow. 3:27. And just like that, it's over. Gage Wolf with the fall over Tyler Dowder. 42-10 in favor of the Braves. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Hey, Uncle Bob, you look happy.
Of course. I'm having a garlic ring bologna sandwich from Mertz Meats.
Mertz Meats ring bologna in plain garlic or hot is like no other, because we're using the same secret smokehouse recipe that Grandpa Mertz created way back in the early 1900s.
No wonder it's delicious.
And we use the same secret recipes for our smoked sausage, bacon, and our chops. Mertz Meats, Route 147 in Northumberland.
And don't forget to grab beverages at W&S Distributor right up the road. Tell them Uncle Bob sent you.
And we are back. 189 pounds. Hayden Packard, junior, 11-4. State ranked 9th. 1-3 junior Matt Schaefer for the Braves. And I'll tell you what, this Packard kid something. Front headlock to a butt drag. 2 point takedown by Packard. And now with a reinforced bar, he pulls Schaefer over onto his back. Going to collect some near fall points. And they roll through. 3 point near fall. Wrestling near the edge of the mat. 2-on-1, he's going to roll Schaefer over again, pick up some more near fall points. Schaefer rolls through. 3 point near falls, they go off the edge of the mat. Well, this will be the only bout that we will cover today. However, if you want to watch the Braves, who wrestle Central Mountain, actually they wrestle them next, you can go online to the Record Online and listen to my good friend Tom Elling, and he will tell you all about that match, so you can watch him on the Record Online against Central Mountain. Meanwhile, Packard, reinforced bar, going to pick up some more near fall points. And now puts Schaefer over. Looks like he wants to pin him. Reverse Nelson, and he pins him. 1 minute and 33 seconds of the first period. Hayden Packer with the fall. It makes the score 42-16 in favor of the Braves. And we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 61 in Sunbury has always put the customer first. Because of the great support from all over the valley, Zimmerman's is well into their second century of serving their customers. Bob Zimmerman and his staff always do their best to break the stereotype. That pressured, uneasy feeling that you felt while buying your last vehicle doesn't exist at Zimmerman's. Zimmerman's is the full-service dealership you want.
And we are back, 215 pounds. Mason Raybuck, a junior for the Braves, 2-3. Dillian Ross, a junior at 7-4. And we are underway. Ross on the attack. Dumps Raybuck to the mat, to his back. Raybuck fights to his stomach. Ross, with the arm, puts him over again. Still waiting to see. Oh, there we go. Two-point near fall. Referee was swinging his arms but never posted any points, and now does a 4-0 lead for Ross. Raybuck, a big match-ending move, but off the edge of the mat. Tried a cement job from their knees. £215, Jersey Shore does not have a heavyweight. It's not been all that many years ago that the Braves and Jersey Shore were the dual meet teams in District 4. And 2 years in a row, Jersey Shore beat the Braves in a regular season, and about 10 days later, the Braves came back and beat them to advance to the state tournament. Far side cradle by Ross. Rolls Raybuck back. 2-point near fall. Raybuck stands and escapes. Double leg shot by Ross. Raybuck sprawls. Raybuck fighting. He better give it up. Wisely does. 2-point takedown. Lead. 30 seconds to go. Raybuck stands. Ross lateral drops him off the edge of the mat. No takedown, so the score will stand at 8-2 with 25 seconds to go. Well, the Braves have won this one on the scoreboard, but Jersey Shore has won it on the mat, that's for sure. The Braves only winning one of the contested matches here so far. Jersey Shore winning the rest of them. Some question on the scoring. Scoreboard shows 10-2. Let me coach Tim Bush. Talking it out. We'll get back underway. Still haven't figured out what they're doing. At second period, choice goes to Raybuck of Shikellamy. He wants to go down. Ross says, nope, stand up. So with that escape, it's 10-3. Ross trying to bear hug from the double underhook. Raybuck driving, and he puts Ross to the mat. He's got him on his back. Referee down looking. He's got Ross in trouble. Mason Raybuck a little bit overextended on that pitting combination. Needs to get back. Runs out of time. And a big 5-point move makes the score 10-8. After one period of wrestling. That was his chance. Ross looking for that big match-ending move, and Raybuck was ready for him. When you get a guy that likes to do that, you just kind of sack your hips out on him, and he can't pull you over. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Ray Buck on top. He goes to work with a tight waist. Cross face. Cross face, trying to bundle up a far side cradle. Getting a little high with the cradle, now steps back. He's got it locked in. Pulls Ross over onto his back. Referee counting out near fall points. A nice far side cradle. Referee down looking, goes back and forth. Pins him. Ho ho! Wow, 2:38 of the second period. Just about 30 seconds ago, it was all Dillian Ross. But Mason Raybuck comes back with that fall, that far side cradle. Wow. He had that tight. So that makes the score 48-16. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
WNL Subaru, it's the right car to do. When you're a Subaru shopper, doesn't matter who you are. But if you're shopping at WNL, you know you'll get a deal on a car. So if you got a little money and you got a lot of pride, go to WNL and take a test drive. WNL Subaru, it's the right car to do.
WNL Subaru, Route 11, Northumberland.
Every year can bring new challenges. Your insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2022 has begun, and now is the perfect time to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you. We have the experience and knowledge to help you protect what matters most. You can contact our office at 570-286-5855 or online at purdyinsurance.com.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have 5 Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, or Selinsgrove Grove areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum, they're proud to say we get you done.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
And we are back at Williamsport. The Braves receiving a forfeit at heavyweight for Blake Van Kirk. So that'll make the final score Shikellamy 54 and Jersey Shore 16. They're having a couple of extra matches now between the Braves and the Bulldogs as they wait. The other two matches have not finished yet. So this one over rather quickly, 54-16. The Braves win, as I mentioned. This will be the last broadcast for the day. If you want to watch the Braves after this, go to the Record Online. Tom Elling and John Lopez, you are not going to hear two better guys on the sport of wrestling than those two. Talked to them a little bit earlier, so they will be on with that. The Braves will be back in action on Tuesday night when they travel to SB to take on the Blue Jays of Central Columbia. So we will be there for that. So again, from the Williamsport High School, the final score, Shikellamy 54 and Jersey Shore 16. Hey, Rick Erdman back there in the Blue Hill Studios. He got up early to come in here and push the buttons. Great job, Rick. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again on Tuesday. This is Steve Williams inviting you back the next time the Braves throw it down on the res lake. Shikellamy High School Wrestling. This is a WKOK sports presentation. Good morning.